get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
A new year.
Happy New Year.
I haven't seen y'all since last year.
Yeah, man.
I fucking hate that joke.
Me too. What? Niggas be at work. Well,
at see you next year.
Yeah. All right, Carl.
I hate it. Oh my God, I haven't seen you since last year.
Bitch, it was.
Wow, I haven't been to your house since last year. Yeah. I hate that joke.
See you next year, B.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, y'all.
Yep.
L'chaim.
That's what I said, right? I said it wrong?
Yes. Too much.
So if that wasn't a Jay-Z song, would you still be saying it?
What?
You say that from the Jay-Z song.
No, I don't.
You do.
Mazel tov, l'chaim.
No, l'chaim.
L'chaim. It's not l'chaim. No, I don't get that from no Jay-Z song.
Man, you got that from the Jay-Z song.
No, ain't it's no, actually.
Ain't no way.
Why not? Ain't no way.
Ain't no way.
Because you get all your stuff from rap music?
I get mine from baddies.
He on his New Year's stuff already on the baddie shit. Yeah. You need to leave baddies.
I know a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Don't be a hater in 2025.
Nah, you know, you got to shoot my jabs at you every once in a while. Like,
tell you something.
But I will say.
What?
You're a smart guy for you know.
For what? Don't qualify, nigga.
Hey,
it's like you handsome for a dark skinned motherfucker.
Hey, that's I didn't.
I've been told that. Like, you're pretty for a black girl. I said, what the fuck does that mean?
Ooh.
I'll let you finish it.
The worst part of it was a black person that said it.
Huh?
They
no,
said
it. It was an old white man that
old
said
white
it.
Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. He wanted some, some of that dark oak.
Yeah, you could tell he was just very ignorant to what he was saying. He was just like, oh my God, you're just so beautiful for a black girl.
Colored gal.
And I was just like,
where were you?
Huh?
You was in New York?
No, I was here in Golden Corral.
Oh God. That's your fault for being in Golden Corral.
No. This was like 15, 20 years ago ish.
Oh,
I was like 18.
You look pretty for a little colored gal.
No, he told my aunt, like, that's a beautiful black girl. She's so pretty for a black girl.
He made make sure.
And my grandmother was like, thank you.
Ain't nobody got
now
buckle.
Walk off, huh? Nah, nobody got crazy. Buckle. You were there too.
And I didn't say nothing?
No, he didn't say it loud. He had whispered it. He had whispered it to mom.
I can see me now just like, hey, man.
And the girls was just in your face. They were small then. So
15 years.
Yeah.
I still got that picture.
Yeah. That, it was that day.
What did you have?
What?
Look, we was at Golden Corral.
Everything.
The prime rib. They had the prime rib on the menu. We're not here to talk about that. Oh, I'm just a boy, be easy.
It's your girl.
It's your boy, L.
I didn't even get to say my name.
Yes.
It's your girl, Corey, y'all. Yes. Hey.
We'll start off by email we got last fucking year from
he could have wrote us this year. Why you wrote us last year?
Why you wrote this shit last year, nigga?
Word.
DJ High Star from the Carolina Sports Talk podcast. Shout out to him and Big Cliff. He says, what up, fam? Foist things foist. Congratulations on the show's anniversary. Bro, I salute your consistency and hard working through the years and keeping the quality product out here. Yeah. Yeah, they stand behind that. They guarantee it.
Oh my God, you're so amazing.
They know that, even if they know me, then they know the chairman of General Mills. My man.
Okay.
Okay. Now that's out the way. Fuck it. Fuck Fat Joe. I had to get that off my chest.
God damn. What?
Not sure if you're aware of the controversy or context. He was on Mav Hoffa's he put my quote unquote he got it in parentheses biased expert opinion. Yeah, because Mav Hoffa's podcast is called My Expert Opinion. He says essentially stated that FBA, Foundation of Black Americans, are radical black racists. and a bunch of broke niggas. Now, not to conflate anything, I'll first say that I grew up in Queens, and him saying, I mean, I think he means saying nigga, isn't triggering to me at all. Tariq Nasheed made a documentary, Microphone Check, claims with substantial evidence that foundational black Americans created hip hop. Simple. Joe, who disagrees with that, contests that Puerto Ricans were right there and contributed. First point of miscommunication. Correct and contributed, Tariq makes claim of who created it. Fat Joe is upset at that and attacks something he pretends to know nothing about, or maybe he really doesn't know about it. Either way, it was disrespectful and out of pocket to say a bunch of broke niggas and radical black racists. I didn't see that. But yeah, I did hear him when, because Tariq been saying this for a long time, that Puerto Ricans or whatever didn't create hip hop. It was actually black people. And then some people were saying that even Jamaicans started hip hop or whatever, but he made a documentary about the beginning of hip hop or whatever. But so Fat Joe was kind of mad about
Big
it.
Mad.
Yeah, but foundation of black Americans is just Americans that were born in America. Or some people say never came from Africa. Because they used to call them ADOS, African Descendants of Slaves, but they kind of got off of that for some reason. Oh, because they got off of that because African people were talking about, like, y'all not really from Africa, whatever, whatever. So they switched it to FBA. So, but yeah, Fat Joe be getting a side eye too. Because when people, like, when DJ Khaled used to say nigga, right? Mm-hmm. And I ain't really felt no kind of way about it because they call them sand niggas. Yeah. Where DJ Khaled from?
Yeah.
So I ain't really felt no kind of way about it. But when people say you need to stop saying nigga, DJ Khaled stopped saying nigga.
Yeah, he did.
People say the same thing to Fat Joe, like, yo, you ain't black, whatever, whatever. He like was like, nah, fuck that. This how we talk, whatever, whatever, and continued to say nigga. So he didn't respect, like, he really ain't respected, you know, the culture like that, or the heart of the culture. Mm-hmm. So I kind of look at him sideways. But then for him to say this, I'm kind of leaning toward fuck him too. And then he let Remy say walk around metal detector. So reason for the term found.
It's 2025, all right? Leave the metal detectors.
I'm sorry. That's a joke. It's a joke.
Ooh,
she walk around metal detectors. Reason for the term foundation of black Americans, in my opinion, about 10 years ago or so, we were getting killed at an alarming rate and the idea came about. Sue the USA in World Court for atrocities against black Americans. And two, we were beginning a strong reparations movement. Yeah, that part too was a part of it too. They wanted to get reparations. So they wanted to, they said foundation of black Americans, so that if somebody that did, their ancestors didn't go through slavery in America, then they wouldn't get a part of it. So like if you were Haitian, you couldn't say, well, I get reparations too because my people were slaves. Yeah. I want slaves here, or Jamaicans or whatever else. A lot of people got mad at that, or some first generation person come from Africa. They say, well, I'm black, I should get reparations too, but your ancestors didn't go through slavery. So that was why they came up with that phrase too. He said, neither could be done without a classification. So we were told we need to organize, and from what I recall, Tariq is the first person I heard use the term. And he said that he got it from Dr. Claude Anderson, from what I remember. Now, when we actually organize, it's called division. Fuck that. My grandma and great-granny aren't Caribbean or African. Nigga, I want to identify with something. Back to Joey Cracker. So, to denigrate an entire lineage is out of line. I mean, it's got it. When you're originally mad, just mad at Tariq for claiming that we created hip hop, the outrage is misguided and all over the place. Real quick though, L, you was out of pocket last week.
Oh boy,
I think bro asked to pull up the audio of the fake Meek shit or something like that. I was crying. What happened?
The audio of Meek and supposed to be Diddy in the room.
Oh,
that audio.
Oh yeah,
yeah, that was funny.
Yeah, and I was like, that sound like Meek.
Oh, and I was just like, pull it up.
Yeah, we didn't pull it up though, did we?
No, no. I asked you to pull it up.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Per this email, he says, "Happy Kwanzaa And Happy New Year to my favorite podcast. Thank you for the fact that we your favorite podcast and you got your own podcast speaks volumes to me. Okay. We appreciate you. If y'all on Facebook or any social media, all of the like baseball teams, especially, I think it started yesterday, all of like MLB teams mm-hmm. were saying Happy Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. A lot of news stations were saying Happy Kwanzaa. Well, you go to the comments, white people are upset.
Of course.
Merry Christmas. This was made up by, it's a made up holiday and all kind of shit. They be mad. Shout out to you, DJ Hot Stuff. Yeah. This is just creating division. Shut up. But yeah, thank you for that email. I had to read it since you sent it last year. what are we talking about today?
Today is
most shocking.
Top five most shocking
celebrity deaths. Who want to start?
This is shocking
to you.
I'll start.
Okay. No. Right. Oh, yeah. You think it's less weak?
I'll start. Eh. Now, my number five got to be Michael K. Williams.
Oh.
Because that was like.
He does cocaine?
No, I already knew that.
You already knew that?
Yeah.
How did you know that?
I told you, I got my cousin. They like that. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was my thought. Like, damn, he too powder?
Nah, he went through a drug.
Yeah.
Because
a little while before he died, he was talking about his addiction on, he was on the Breakfast Club talking about it. Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, that was my top five. That was my number five.
That was a good one.
Because that was out of the blue.
Like, it was.
It was out of nowhere. You know, that's why I say the shock most shockings, because, like, you know, DMX, we kind of knew something was going to happen to him at one point in time.
I'm going to ask you, sir, not to name any more names.
I'm just saying.
Y'all said a name on the last show episode.
Who y'all?
One of y'all said a name about a situation. But don't say any more goddamn names because it might be on my list.
Okay, I got you. So that's probably the second one that you had. Okay, I got you. But yeah, it just was out of nowhere for me. You know, even though we knew he was good. Doing drugs, but
I thought he was in he was good. He was in recovery because he had talked about it.
But he definitely did. He did one of those. Yeah, I'm cleaned up now, and then 2 months later. That happened.
So I'm a cheat for my number five. Because my number five is basically out on the same level as far as celebrity status. And it was shocking to the world. Kind of shocking to me. Like, damn, they dead. But it ain't going to change like my actions day to day. Pretty much, you know, shocking. They was legends and what they did. But Michael, Whitney, and Prince was pretty much all the same.
What?
Yeah,
they did. You just blew your load.
No, I didn't. Those are just three. Those people to me was on the same level. DMX was on. I had for my number five. I had DMX, Prince, Whitney, and Michael.
You didn't got to tell me no.
You got a whole lot.
You just shot your whole load out.
No, like, I didn't. Nah, I didn't. That was just.
Oh Lord.
Because they were on the same level. I didn't want to say my number five was DMX.
Okay.
Or my number five was Whitney. Or my number five was. You know what I'm saying? So I'm sorry if I took any of y'all's. It was just, you know.
You didn't.
Yeah. Like when Michael died, I remember we had a softball practice, so we got to the field. I was looking at my phone. I was like, hey, I was on Twitter.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, Michael Jackson dead. It's like, damn, Michael Jackson dead, bro. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, hey, go to right field. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, but the world wasn't saying that. The world flipped upside down
mm-hmm.
during that time.
That's when most of the world learned what propofol was.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
So. What's the doctor's name?
Damn.
Dr. Captain. He had a funny name. Comrade.
Conrad. Yeah,
Conrad. Captain.
Talking about Captain. Colonel. What's your number five? I feel like you got the strongest list.
I probably do. Not. Okay. Nah, I probably don't. It's for me. When Left Eye died.
Oh, that was a good one.
Lisa Lopez, right?
Yeah, Lisa Left Eye.
Her shit got caught on tape.
Yeah.
It was so sad.
Wait.
Yeah, it's on video. She was doing a documentary for MTV. She had went to Honduras.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
It's on tape?
Yeah, it's on video.
Oh, my gosh. The
car wreck is on video.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. They were recording in the car, and you could see the wreck happen.
Oh no!
Yeah. And I want
that documentary was amazing. Yeah, I loved it.
Cause at the time, this is before, like Dr. Sebi is like everybody talking about him.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But that's really what she went down. She went down there to be with him.
Yeah, and the conspiracies of.
Yeah,
they killed her off so she wouldn't come back and talk about it.
Yeah, well, really, mm-hmm. She just didn't have a seatbelt on.
Damn.
That's two.
That's yes. God dang.
You think she had a seatbelt on?
We not gonna talk about that part.
Cause she the only person in the car who died.
Yeah. She is?
Yes.
Yeah. Damn. And yeah, I'm gonna hit I don't even like to call it trivia, but fun trivia. Like unfun they would fact. They would call it unfun fact.
Yeah.
TSC, they had a group that they brought out called mm-hmm. Black.
Yeah, I remember.
And the girl who looked like Left Eye, like she had her whole persona and stuff.
Didn't she die in a car crash in Vegas?
Died in a car crash too.
Yeah. Oh wow,
it's crazy.
Yeah, I think we talked about that.
Cat Williams knew it.
Unfun fact.
Yeah, Cat Williams. He talked about that on Shannon Sharp.
She talked about everything
mystery
that happened.
Mystery illness. What was I gonna say? It was something I was gonna say about. So I interviewed. So it's a guy that does like food reviews.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Ken Walker, the realtor. He like real big. He got like, you know, deals with like Google and McDonald's and stuff. But he mm-hmm. lived in Columbia, but I had him on the show. And he said that when he lived in Atlanta, he used to cut Left Eye's grass. Mm-hmm. He was like 10 or whatever. He was young. He would go in the neighborhood and cut her grass or whatever. So he was cool with her or whatever. But I guess that's a fun fact. Would that be a fun fact?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a little trivia.
Shout out to Left Eye.
Okay.
Big facts.
Shout out to her. She had the hottest verse. One of the hottest guest verses on the song on You Know What's Up with Donnell Jones.
Yeah, she did.
She crushed that shit.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah. What's your number four?
My number four is I'm not gonna say his real name. Everybody knows him as Young Dolph.
That was your number four?
Yeah, that was a shocker.
A gang nigga getting killed? To gun violence?
I guess that's a bad way to put it, but that was a shocker to me. I think.
Why was it such a shock to you?
I don't know. When hip-hop artists go, it's like, you know, you don't expect. I ain't going to say you don't expect them to go. That's cliche, but.
Right.
You know, it was a shock to me.
Okay.
That's my number four.
I mean, it's a shock to you. That's your number four.
Everybody was shocked. That was all over the news for like the next couple of weeks.
Mm. Yeah, I remember I was watching Memphis News and they was talking about it after it happened. But I never listened to his music like that. Like some of his songs came up. So he had a song, one of his songs, he had the same beat as a Shorty Low song. And for some reason, I just didn't like that. And then he was going up against Gotti. And it's stupid, but I met Gotti before.
Yeah.
You know, Gotti used to come here or whatever, yeah. So I met him before. So
10 times.
Yeah.
About 10, 15. Yeah. Each time he had all white.
So, did he have all white when he came to Spain that time? Probably did.
Spain.
But yeah, so I was kind of leaning towards Gotti. Then the time when Dolph came here, when he was at the club on McKeever Road, he was acting kind of standoffish.
I missed it.
You went there?
Nah.
I missed it. But anyway, but yeah, shout out to him and his family. He did a lot of good for people though.
Dolph.
Yeah. So that's a good one, number
that's
four.
Good.
My number four, it hit close. At the time she was my favorite singer.
See, that's what makes it even more. That's the shock to me. That's probably a Young Dolph, because you know
because it was to you. Yeah. I mean, I'm not questioning it. I just surprised you would say Dolph. I see you now.
Okay.
You know, took me for a loop. But Aaliyah is my number four.
Oh, you got me.
I remember somebody came, it was Sunday morning, because I think it happened on a Saturday. It was a Sunday morning, and somebody came, you know what I'm saying? We was at our religious meeting, whatever. It's like, hey, man, you heard Aaliyah die? I was like, what? He's like, yeah, say her plane crashed on the island.
Mm-hmm.
And that Friday, she was on 106 in Park, and she said she was going to shoot a video on the island. When he said that, I was like, oh, shit.
He
wasn't lying. I was like, crazy. Damn. I was in shock. I love me some Aaliyah.
Yeah, my sister, she woke me up that morning. Crying. She was like, Aaliyah died.
Yeah. Then they had the documentary. Now it's a conspiracy about her death.
Yeah. Oh, man. It is. It's coming. Yeah.
Which one? The Dame Dash one?
What's the Dame Dash one?
That Dame, he sacrificed her.
Yeah.
That they sacrificed.
Yeah. I don't know who they is, Jay-Z. Jay-Z. They said at the last minute, Hype Williams changed her plane. Like, she wasn't supposed to be on that plane. And that's in social media now. Like,
yeah, I heard that.
That just dropped recently.
But right after it happened, like, the story came out about the guy, the pilot, like, he shouldn't have been flying. He had cocaine in the system. Mm-hmm. He told them that they would be overweight, but people was like, nah, we want to fly with our stuff. We don't want to fly without our stuff.
And then a
few of her dancers that actually weren't on the plane, a couple of them were saying that they had a bad feeling and just like, nah, we'll take another flight out and we'll meet y'all there.
Mm-hmm. What's that one? It's that one lady. She's a choreographer. I forgot her name.
Black lady.
Yeah.
Starts with an L.
Starts with a what?
L. I can't think of her name.
Sometimes she wear the head wraps and stuff. Sometimes dark skinned lady.
Dad, Corey, you don't know.
I can't remember.
She was crying. I'm retired. But she was like, she saw the plane. They saw the plane go down and shit. Ooh. Yeah, but that was my number four though, Leah.
That's crazy. Just imagine seeing that plane go down mm-hmm.
and your people on there.
Yeah, you're like, yo,
man.
To see a plane go down.
I would.
And it's like not people you know. You'll feel some kind of way, but you know your people on that plane.
You got to drop down to your knees. Like all your power and
it go away.
You melt away. You'll fall in it. Oh man.
That's trauma sick. Forever.
You will be sick.
Laurie Ann Gibson. It's not Laurie Ann. That's what you were thinking about.
Yeah.
It's another one. It's another one. Fatima. Her name Fatima.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Fatima, yeah. I think she's a choreographer, right? She's a stylist. Fatima's a stylist.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was the stylist. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was talking on a documentary.
Yeah, she was on that. Yeah, yeah, that's the one I was talking about. Yeah. So that was my number four. It's your number four.
My number four is Angus Cloud.
I was going to pick Fesco. But
man,
you ever watch Euphoria?
No,
it's actually a really good show.
Yeah, it's a good show.
It's actually a really
just the plot that well, I was hearing.
No, but what it's just
It was about the girl, young kids, and
They play teenagers, but the writing, the acting, mm-hmm. everybody. It's not even like one.
He's probably
actor.
The worst actor.
Who?
Angus Cloud.
Oh, because his attitude in the play. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He has such a basic role because mm-hmm. he's a drug dealer in it. And so he talked like this all the time.
He talked like
it's just real. He's like a regular dude walking down the street. Like, but the kid that plays his brother.
Yeah, he was. Yeah,
that was one. That was his first one of his first gigs.
That was his too, though.
Angus.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the kid. The first season, he had not one line, and you felt him in every single scene he was in.
He didn't have a line?
Not one line. I think he probably had one line.
But he got I want to say he got a movie after that, though.
Yeah.
The kid did.
With Sylvester Stallone.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that was good. So yeah, if you get a chance, watch Euphoria.
Angus Cloud. Man, that shocked the hell out of me. Yeah, they did a second season. They said they're coming out with season three. I think they should have just stopped.
After that, a lot of them.
Because the way it ended.
I forgot how it ended.
The only way they could. I wasn't going to.
But it's real good. It's really a lot of twists and turns, a lot of good acting. It's
Zendaya's on her shit.
It made me. I was like, damn, kids go through that in high school now or whatever. But yeah, it's good, though. It's real good.
Please, kids was going through that in high school back my day.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I'm gonna let you be the judge.
Yeah, I gotta check it out.
About that.
Check it out.
I don't, anyway, you're number three.
My number three is Whitney Houston.
Damn, my bad. Sorry, my bad.
You took one of mine too.
Another one?
Yeah, I'll wait. But yeah, Whitney Houston. That was.
Oh, that's why you said I didn't shoot my load. I shot your load. I made you bust off.
Oh, gosh. Y'all too late for pause because he been said it. Nobody said pause. You're late.
Yeah, Whitney Houston.
What was shocking about yours and Whitney?
Because, you know, when you grew up listening to, you know, I want to dance with somebody.
I started to sing that.
I want to feel the heat.
Woo. Good. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to dance with somebody. Bobby, I love you. With somebody. I'm sorry, I had to, y'all.
Yeah, that's why. Mm. I mean, you kind of seen stuff changing right before it with the reality show, and then you seen that performance where she was like real frail and brittle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you kind of know, like, oh shit.
And then she started coming back. She started coming back. She did the movie Sparkle.
For real?
That Sparkle was after that?
Sparkle came out after she passed.
Oh.
And the girls, they got to watch an interview that they didn't know she had done. And she was just talking about how talented they were. And she had said something about Jordan Sparks. And Jordan Sparks was crying. Because they were like, we had no idea. Like, she complimented us. Everybody complimented each other. But she went, like, she just... She expressed herself before she passed, and they were just like, man.
Yeah. That was my number three. That's number three, right?
That was a good three.
What you got,
B? The picture of her bathroom.
Oh, yeah. The album cover?
For Pusha T.
Yeah.
I took that. I used that for social media background.
I can't believe that counter looked like that, though.
With the drugs and stuff on
everything is on that counter.
Yeah. Where is it? I'm trying to find the picture. I have it on one of my social medias. I'm trying to, let me see. I can find Pusha T album before.
Oh, you ain't got Apple Music, right?
No, I got Tidal. But it's on there.
Yeah. I just saw it recently too. I don't remember where I seen it.
Yeah, I have it on something. Let me see.
Yeah, they had
was it Diet Coke? No, Daytona. It was for his Daytona album.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah. I guess they
isn't not a lot. Just some cigarettes and I don't know, some cocaine.
Pill bottle. Is that KFC box? What is that?
Let me see. I'm trying to
get it. I can't blow mine up.
See, you got to screenshot it.
Yeah. She definitely, it was at a hotel, but she definitely an extended stay.
Yeah.
The way that counter looked. They wasn't stopping there for a show. But
it was around the time of the Grammys.
Yeah, she was there a couple weeks before that.
I don't know what kind of box that is.
It looked like KFC pie box.
Can I see this? What y'all looking at? What are y'all looking at?
Yeah. That's an album cover.
Damn.
Yeah, Pusha T.
But somebody put it out. I think like somebody from the LAPD or TMZ or something took a picture of it and put it out, and he just used it.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. He got backlash from the family.
And yeah, he did.
And then he came back and apologized about, I guess, one of the recent albums.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. One of the recent. Probably not this last one, the one before that.
I want to say Bobby Brown was mad and wanted to press him or whatever, but that's Pusha T.
Yep.
Well, Pusha T.
Yeah.
Instead of going at him again, think about pushing me.
Ask Arby's.
Oh, yeah.
Go on, let's do it, guys. That's all I got to say.
Number three. My number three is Chadwick Boseman.
Oh, I forgot about that one.
Excuse you?
No, that's... I forgot about that one.
Well, you said excuse me.
No, he forgot about that one.
I thought you said it because
of the noise.
You sipping drink on the
mic. Forgot about that one?
Yeah. I remember... Because he died. Did he die 2020?
Yes, he did.
He did?
Ooh, put that in 2020s.
It was...
Because I was going to say, like,
people, a lot of... He had did an interview... And he was from home or whatever, and people in the comments like, Chad looks, what wrong with him? He looks sick, or he's skinny, whatever, blah, blah, blah. Then there was a video of him, like a picture of him, like walking in the street, and it was like, what he got on? He looked bad. He need to do something, whatever, whatever. And then come to find out he had cancer.
Yeah.
But if you look at, like, I think, what's that movie, 21 Bridges?
Mm-hmm.
If you look at that movie and some scenes in not The Last Black Panther, it was another movie.
It was
probably
it was one of the Avengers movies.
Yeah, the Avengers.
Yeah, you could kind of see he was smaller, especially 21 Bridges. You could see he was smaller than he had been.
Yeah,
but that was kind of shocking because they kept it like under wraps or whatever.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. And he was like, his career had just blown up so big at the time. Like, some of them. Well, I ain't gonna say it has blown up. Some of them movies started dropping.
Yeah, after
like right around there, like.
And it was jokes about him, like, if it was a biopic, they was going to get him. Because he played James Brown, Thurgood Marshall.
Yeah, I didn't like him as James Brown.
I think he did very good as James Brown. But Thurgood Marshall, too. Jackie Robinson.
Who else would they get to play James Brown? The nigga from South Carolina? Shit, both of them. So yeah, Jackie Robinson.
Jackie Robinson.
That was good. He did good on that.
Yeah. But James Brown movie was good. Yeah. I didn't watch the Thurgood Marshall movie.
That was actually a really good movie. Really? Yeah, that was a good. Really good movie. Yeah,
it was one of them period pieces, man. Sometimes I can.
Yeah,
me too.
But because it was him, I had to watch.
I'm finding it hard. That new movie that's out now that's on Netflix, 6888.
Mm-hmm. I can't watch those.
People saying it's real good. I saw one person post that they about to watch it again for the sixth time.
What?
Yeah.
What's the name of that movie?
6888. Okay. It's on Netflix. It's about some black women in the war. So yeah, that's my number three, Chadwick Boseman. What's your number three?
My number three is Robin Williams.
And
I found out so casually. I was watching one of his movies, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching Jack.
Okay.
When he plays the 10-year-old boy.
Uh-huh.
He just grows faster than... Yeah.
Word.
And while I was watching it, my mom, she came in. She said, "You know he died, right?" I was like, "What?" And she was like, "Yeah." And I'm like, "No, wait, no,
How long had he been dead?
I didn't say you missed it. Stacey Dash?
No, it was like a day or two.
Oh.
Yeah, it had just happened.
Who was that died?
And that's why I'm like, she said it so casually.
Stacey Dash.
Oh, I can't stand her. Anyway.
She from New York.
I don't care.
I'm just joking.
Oh, boy.
But no, I love Robin Williams.
Yeah, at the time it was a shocker.
I was like, come on.
Well, I think the way that he died was more of a shocker than
it was so sad.
Because
everybody just knows him as the happy-go-lucky, funny guy.
Now he the face of the smiling person ain't always.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Him and Anthony
and Jim Carrey talked about it too.
Mm-hmm.
That's when Jim Carrey started really talking about his emotions. Just like, everybody think we happy because we love being silly on TV, but we be the saddest people.
Them be the ones who somebody who be joking all the damn time. I be like,
you're sad.
Yeah, why you trying to make everybody laugh? Shut up. But niggas who be chilling, them be the ones who be like real, real cool with everything. But the motherfuckers be trying to, for real.
For I real. Guess that's a way to look at it.
No, it is true. It is
people
true.
Who just be chilling.
Because even in my personal experience, when I went through postpartum depression, mm-hmm. I would try to be as funny as possible,
mm-hmm.
just so people could see the facade of, oh, mm-hmm. she's okay. And then I was like, I ain't putting on this face no more.
Mm-hmm.
You get tired of acting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Sorry, it got dark real quick.
Yes. It is late.
so stupid.
Sorry. What's your number? What we on number two?
Yeah, yes. We at number two.
I think we're gonna run into each other's own.
We all ones. Cause you just ran into mine. So yep.
Oh,
I don't wanna talk about it. I'm gonna wait.
Two? My number two is Aaliyah.
Oh.
I told you took one of mine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know. That's
reasons.
We black folks, so it's obvious reasons. We gonna have some
reasons. Her album had just dropped. Like you said, she was.
Was it out yet?
Yeah,
last
one out.
It wasn't
yet.
No.
Yeah, Rock the Boat was the first single.
You know how many copies I got unopened
of that one?
I miss you.
I have
all of them.
Wait, you have Aaliyah albums unopened now?
Come to the vault.
Really?
Yes.
I let somebody borrow it or something like that, and I don't have it no more. But they finally put that on.
Her music out. I was so upset.
Yeah, her family.
Man.
Weird family.
Yeah.
I got one in a million, but I can't listen to that album the same. No, the first one. The four page.
AJ number.
I can't listen to that album.
It was a good album at the time.
It was a great album.
Yep.
And I kind of feel kind of funny listening to One in a Million because of some stuff Timbaland said after she had passed.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
He said that. She was gorgeous and he was just so in love with her.
Yeah.
And then they had showed a picture of it, like a video, him and his wife, and his wife favors Aaliyah. Like, that's just weird. Like, cause she was, when they were together, she still was pretty young.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe 17, 18.
They were, yes. Yes.
And like, to be working with somebody and they lusting over mm-hmm. an old ass man, lusting over that woman is.
Dame just
said. Young lady.
Mm-hmm.
Dame just said this on an interview this week.
Uh huh.
How. when he first saw her, he looked at her, it was like, oh, she's a pretty young girl, but she was so young.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, he said, kept on seeing her places. I mean, how fast did she grow up to really, then he fell in love with her. I was like, man.
But that whole thing with R. Kelly, too. But when they were, and him, they were married.
In Dame defense, though.
She was up age when her and Dame started dating.
And Dame, how old is Dame?
Because she died when she was 22.
22, so.
And they were a couple.
Maybe for about
and they
a
weren't
year.
Even, yeah, right.
Maybe a
2 years
year
max.
Yeah. And Dane might have been late 20s, 30.
Because
I don't think Dame and Jay-Z the same age.
They're not. I don't think so. I want to say Dame is younger than Jay-Z.
Yeah, he might be a couple years younger than Jay-Z.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. I want to say.
I thought Dame was like his OG almost.
No, hell no. Jay the oldest one out of all of them, I think.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I think Jay older than him and Biggs.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's my number two.
Oh, that's where all your stuff is?
No, it's just one album.
Oh, you got all of them?
I got an Instagram with some of my CDs and stuff. That's an unopened
album. Oh, yeah. Oh, scroll up because it went away.
My bad.
My number two, while you find that, is when Kobe died. We talked about that last episode.
Yeah.
Oh, you got the album too.
No, that's a CD.
That's a CD?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it looked like an album. Yeah, eyes closed, you got it.
Yeah.
Damn, that's what's up. Which one is that?
That is
a last one?
That was the last one.
The one that came after she died, the woman. No, that was on
We Need a Resolution.
That was on the red one.
That is red. That's the cover is one of those cardboard covers that go over it.
Oh, so that is because it was called okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really didn't like that song.
I liked all of them songs. This had the DVD in it too.
Oh, yeah. Deluxe edition.
Yeah.
My number two is Kobe Bryant. It was shocking. Probably just the way that he died was mainly shocking. Like seeing a helicopter crash is like on TV and movies and shit.
Yeah.
It's just so violent.
Yeah.
Like you never see anybody really.
And you know it's on TV. It's fake.
Yeah, but it's still
but it's still violent.
Even like it's real, like when you see real helicopter crashes, the rudder's tearing everything up. Or if somebody clip a fence with the back part of it, blah, 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 blah. And it's just all over the place. So violent. Like you don't want to be around it.
But you know what? The craziest thing, no matter.
that's a helicopter. And I used to say that. Two things I'm going to do when I get rich.
I hate super you rich. I'm
going to do a little toot. Cause I never done drugs. I don't let y'all know. My blood is pure. I got pure Aryan blood. I do drugs. And when I get rich, I was gonna do some toot, do a little toot. But
do
now,
a little toot.
Cause of Michael K. Williams, I'm scared to do a little toot.
Don't mess with that toot now.
Scared to do a little
and then
toot.
You don't know what's in there.
Cause
the
they toot. Got the fin in it now. They right. put that fin. Now if I go down to Peru,
or Cuba,
or Colombia, Bogota. You know what I'm saying? I go down there, then it probably pure. I was gonna do that, do a little toot, and get me a helicopter. Anywhere you go, you be somewhere you hear flum 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 flum. You be at Food Line flum flum flum. Oh, they go be. I was gonna get me a helicopter. I'm scared of helicopters now.
I'm gonna piggyback off you because my number two is Kobe Bryant as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I knew it was gonna run in each
other. That's crazy. Yeah. You know the funny thing about it is, whenever I see like a plane crash or a helicopter crash or something like that, in the back of my mind, I'm like, I wonder if they all died. I don't know. It's crazy. Like you can see him hit, burst in a big thing of flames.
Oh yeah.
And I'm still over there thinking like.
Yeah, because in the movies, well, people be surviving.
Helicopter crashes. When I hear a helicopter crash, I hear everybody dead. I don't know no helicopter crashes where people die. Military, civilian, whatever. Helicopter crash. Everybody die.
Yeah.
Plane crash. You know.
I ain't never
sometimes
see
people
plane crash for me. Everybody dies.
Yeah, me too. That's like that's
I know a lady. Her plane fucked up. She had to land her plane in the highway. Like you got a chance to survive with it.
Yeah,
Sully.
No, we said crash though.
Sully crashed.
Sully was
in
drunk
the Hudson.
Too. Sully was drunk.
You think Sully was drunk?
Yeah.
Sully wasn't drunk.
He was probably just like Denzel in the movie. What's
flight? Even in flight, he saved everybody.
Yeah, he landed at it.
Tell Trevor you love him. Say it. Tell Trevor you love him.
There was this plane crash. My niece told me about it. Mm-hmm. She has dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, did you hear about the plane crash and there was a survivor? And I was like, oh no. She was like, yeah, somebody actually survived. But then the ambulance came and hit him. And she just started laughing. And I laugh every time because she laughs. And I was like, that's not funny. She was like, I know, but how ironic. Like, he thought he beat death and death still came for him. And I was just like, damn. But it's actually a true story.
Oh, that was a true story.
It wasn't a joke.
They probably got to the scene. You thought
it was not a joke. She said the ambulance actually hit him.
Wow.
Was that a rock?
It was a joke that a comedian told on Comic View. He was like, he had a cousin that was scared of flying, mm-hmm. and he would take the bus everywhere, whatever. And so he was like, man, I miss my cousin. I told him, he's like, man, did you hear about that bus crash? 36 people died. He's like, for real? What happened? He said, a plane fell on it. Anyway.
Where we at?
My number one.
I mean, come on.
You mean, come on?
MJ. Michael Jackson, man.
That was your number one most shocking?
Yes.
Oh, okay. How old was Michael at the time? 50 something?
Who knows?
He was like.
Don't even say it, B. You trying to say he was old?
I was wondering.
I want to say he was like 55, between 51 and 55 ish.
He was younger than Jay-Z? Was he 58? We got Google.
I mean, who even cared?
Oh, he could have. No.
Who cared about his age?
Him and my mom are the same age, so that's how.
I didn't even know Michael Jackson had an age.
Oh, the way.
Well. It's funny that you say that, because my mom, she says he was 50.
He was only 50?
I told y'all he was.
Jesus Christ.
51.
I'm 7 years near Michael Jackson age when he died. That's fucking sad.
And my mom, being a person that listened to him and watched him her whole life, mm-hmm. or whatever, she was like, she deeply felt like he wanted to die. Like, he didn't want to age. She didn't want for people to remember him as an older person.
So he wanted to die.
Because it's like, you know, you lose a little, not fame in those sense, but like when you're older, you're just not as desired. So Michael wanted to stay at a certain age, like just be forever immortal in everybody's minds. Like, he didn't want to remember.
That's what your mama think?
Yeah.
She just came up with that.
No.
She
don't know. She was just talking about it.
You know what I'm saying? She came up with it
that
on
was her
own.
That was her view, yeah.
After he died.
Yeah. Mm. Even she used to talk about that before. Like, she always said she didn't see him living long. Mm. Like, she didn't see him growing old.
Do she see me growing old?
Since she a damn fortune teller or something.
She a gypsy.
Wait until I see
her. I just call her that.
Wait until
you do?
But yeah, I call her gypsy. She just be knowing stuff.
She is a gypsy. All y'all gypsies. All y'all.
You know, gypsy is a derogatory term to those people.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it was just
like Bronx, I wasn't talking about those people. I was talking about my mama. Because gypsy is like a dark-skinned person that can, like, what I've read on it, they're always of a dark skin. They can see, it's kind of like a seer in a way, see the future.
Yeah, you talking about the...
But that's the type of gypsy I'm talking about.
You talking about a gypsy... Like,
I'm not talking about the racial...
In the...
slur way.
In the...
thinner.
Yeah.
You seen the movie Thinner?
Yeah, I did. Thinner.
Thinner.
I need some of that.
That's the kind of gypsy I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that, from the racial side.
You talking about the kind of gypsy, the Hollywood version of gypsy,
yes.
That's probably even more derogatory to them people. You know what I'm saying?
With the crystal balls and stuff, yeah.
I see.
Give me a dollar, I tell you a fortune.
Yeah.
Call me now for your free reading.
That is a scammer.
That's not a gypsy.
We know.
What was she supposed to be?
She was supposed to be like a gypsy. Yeah, psychic. Yeah.
Psychics. All gypsies.
Miss Cleo.
Yeah. Are they being a damn booth? No, that's another
Sultan
thing.
Sultan,
yeah, uh-huh. Damn. Ooh, shout out to our people in India, in the Middle East that listen. So that was your number
one.
My number one.
It's your number one.
Shout out to them Rolling Sixties.
Okay,
out
Nip.
out there, yeah. Okay, you know it.
Okay,
cut rip. Shout out to Nipsey Neighborhood. His homeboy died. What was that? What was my man name? Neighborhood something. The older guy, he be in the videos with him sometimes.
Oh yeah, Hollywood.
No, it's neighborhood. 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 Neighborhood.
Cowboy. something
that
like
one
that?
Cowboy. I forgot his name, but yeah, he passed away. But yeah, Nipsey Hussle, when he died, that pissed me off, man. And the way he died,
man, that was a strong one. That's one of the more ones.
Because
I fucked with Nipsey, and me and one of my former co-hosts, Courtney, we had kind of reviewed his album that came out.
Which one? That $100 one?
No, the last album that he came out with before he died.
That video was one of my favorites.
Yeah.
That one where he was riding in the car with, what's that dark skin kid? Buddy. That one with Buddy.
With Buddy?
Yeah. The video when he was riding in the middle of the highway, like with Royces and stuff. That was the name of that song, with Buddy. The guy name is Buddy. Okay. I'm not just saying, like, Buddy.
I know. I'm trying to think of who Buddy is. But yeah, that's my number one Nipsey. That was the one that was the most shocking to me. Cause he was, you know, he was only, you know, 30 something. And the way he died. And he was trying to like clean up the hood and all kind of shit like that, you know.
Anytime they try to clean up the hood.
Yeah. Well, so you about to get a conspiracy?
No. It's just like I wouldn't say not conspiracy, but it's usually anytime somebody's just trying to do something good, like good people, bad things always happen to good people.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
He shouldn't have been clowning that dude though.
What dude?
What they say happened was, it's a guy that he would always come around. The guy had got out of jail, he had a snitch tag on him or whatever.
Mm.
So Nipsey was kind of pressing him in the barbershop about him being a snitch and coming around or whatever.
Mm.
And the dude got pissed, and that's what happened. And when he got shot, they say that Nipsey was like, you know, he shot Nipsey. And then when he shot him, Nipsey wasn't dead. Nipsey was talking shit. So the guy turned around. He was like, yeah, we're going to get you, whatever, whatever. And the guy turned around, and then that's when he came back and shot him in the head. That's my number one. What's your number one?
Chadwick Boseman. Mm.
Expound.
So, I love acting. Yeah, no, I'm silly, but I always wanted to be an actress, or just not even actress, just more so on the writing side of it. And I wanted to work with him.
Mm.
Like, I truly, deeply wanted to write something that he could
act in.
Like, we team up and do something amazing. And when I found out he died, I was like, there's my dream.
Damn.
Yeah, that one hurt. Cause then I admired him as an actor. Like, it wasn't, I never had a crush. You know how people, oh my God, he's so fine. Like, I never crushed on Chadwick Boseman. I just really appreciated his acting skills. Mm. And when he died, it was just like, damn.
I did not yield. And as like you can see, I am not dead.
It was really
great acting.
He's such an asshole.
What?
Yes. I'm trying to be, you know.
I'm sorry.
No, but no.
She had the violin playing.
I know. He just, but
especially like juxtaposed to Michael B. Jordan's acting in Black Panther. I wreck. Remember he said that? I hate when he said that. Michael B. Jordan cannot act.
I wouldn't say that.
Go back and watch Black Panther.
I'm not talking about Black Panther.
He was cool in Black Panther.
He was cool. He was straight hood in Black Panther.
He was a dude from Jersey.
Hey, Auntie.
Jersey?
He was from Newark.
No, he was not.
Was he?
He was from Oakland.
Was it?
Yes.
In Black Panther, his character?
Was from Oakland.
Oh, I thought he's from Jersey.
No.
That's what he acted like.
Exactly. That's how bad of an actor he was.
But
he
didn't Michael B. Jordan, he actually is from Jersey.
Exactly. He keeps the same Jersey accent, even from Oakland.
But nah, Fruitvale Station, that was actually really good when he played, what's his name? Oscar.
Oscar Grant.
Oscar Grant, yeah. That was really good.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
Don't take that from him.
See, you can't take that from him.
I can't confirm nor deny, because I only watched that
the
once.
Movie Chronicle he was in, he co-starred
with
in
them
that.
Kids.
Yeah, they had superpowers. That was cool. That was a good one.
Speaking of superpowers.
Oh, wow. Look at that, right?
Next Wednesday. What a segue. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's it. Everybody say the number ones?
And Red Wings. Yep, Red Wings. Is it Red Wings?
Red Tails.
Red
nigga.
Tails. Thank you.
You love them so much you can't even remember the movie.
Oh, please. You know what I was talking about.
Method Man. A Neo.
And
who else was in that?
Michael.
Michael B. Jordan was in that too?
Marcus T. Polk.
Michael K. Williams?
No.
Michael who?
Michael from The Wire.
Oh, Michael was in that? Those are the only two things he's been in.
Yeah.
He's been in The Wire.
The guy, Marcus T. Polk, I think his name
Who
is.
Who's that?
Miles from Moesha, little brother.
He was in that?
He was in it too.
He smoke a lot.
Smoke weed?
Black lips.
His lips blacker than my face.
His lips always just been black though.
Really?
Even he always had big lips. He always had dark lips.
I remember
in that movie Roll Bounce with Bow Wow, Brandon C. Jackson. Was talking about, he was like, come on man, your lip hit my neck.
Brandon T. Jackson and Cat Williams going at it. No, is it Cat Williams?
Is it?
Brandon T. Jackson and somebody been going at it recently. Yeah, I want to say Cat Williams. Yeah, because he said the thing about the dress, and then I think he mentioned him on Shannon's show. Brandon T. Jackson,
when he did Big Mama's House.
Yeah, he did.
He did. Yeah. So that's it for us, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to our list about
most shocking celebrity deaths for us. Nobody got any honorable mentions. We wrapping it up.
You said five in one thing
because they were equal to me. What about you? You got an honorable mention?
He did.
How about you?
I did, but you
go ahead. Say it.
Oh, Cameron Boyce. He was a Disney actor, child actor. Cameron Boyce. Y'all wouldn't know him, but some people do.
What about Roach?
Natalie Dassault from BAPS.
Okay.
That's the thick one.
Yes.
Well, it's only two of them, of course. I know what you're talking about. That was shocking.
That was shocking to
what
me.
What was so shocking about it?
I didn't know. She was sick too. She died from colon cancer.
But did you know she was sick?
No. Oh, I did not. I liked her. I liked her.
What else did you like her in?
When she did, she was in Madea.
She was in How to Be a Player.
Yeah,
that was her How to Be a Player.
Yeah, How to Be a Player.
That's not her. That's not the same woman.
Yes, it is. I
think so.
I will show you after off camera.
No, pull it up.
You talking to guru right now?
Pull it up, because I don't think that's the same woman.
It is definitely the same woman.
I don't think that's the same woman.
Natalie, and she was in Cinderella with Brandy.
I don't think
you're talking to the wrong person right now.
If she pulled it up,
she was thick and black. I don't think that's the same.
Natalie Dassault.
Uh oh.
Let me pull up her movies now. Yes, you see BAPS. You see How to Be a Player. You see Cinderella.
She played the sister.
You see Set It Off. You see Madea's Big.
Maybe
happy
it's the hair. Maybe it's the hair.
Look at the brains on family. Me.
Come on now.
Come on,
good for
man.
Y'all. You think you got one on
good
me?
For y'all.
I do. We do.
1 point, y'all. 72 points, me.
Oh my gosh.
I'm here to tell you right now.
Oh, he's such a hater. We don't care.
Yeah, you do care. You do care.
You care because we just got one up on you.
You want some more?
Yep. Mm. But keep going.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. That's our only honorable mentions?
Erica Nash from Mad TV. She was on The Real Husbands of Hollywood. She was like...
That's the black lady?
Yeah. That had the bald head?
Huh?
The black lady with the bald head?
Did she? Was she bald?
She did go bald.
The comedian from Mad TV.
The black one? Pull up.
Yeah.
She had a bald head. She went bald.
She died?
The brown skin, bald, black.
There's only
lady?
A couple black people on Mad TV.
Yeah. Ari Spears.
Erica Ash.
Let's see her.
No, she
you talking
hair.
About a young? She was a younger girl. I just saw her. Yeah, she was younger.
Oh, y'all talking about the other one?
Other Mad TV?
No.
I just saw her. She died like last year. She died this year.
This year in July.
This year. Yeah. Shout out to her. Yeah.
She ain't playing nothing else, right?
What else did she play?
She had just. She was about to start a series. I want to say. With somebody.
Oh yeah.
I can't
yeah.
remember though.
I heard about that. No, I did, but they didn't finish it.
Yeah.
They didn't finish it, so they couldn't put it out.
Oh, I thought
yeah,
you
I remember that one. Yeah.
I thought you were being funny.
When she died.
Nah. Yeah, I heard about that.
Where can they find you on social media?
They can find me on Instagram at Corey Sin.
All right, you can find me on Facebook at EL Murphy.
Okay. Not last episode.
You can find me on social media at Preach_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. Email us djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know what you think. We won't have a Monday show. So come back Wednesday where we'll be talking about super powers that we would have, right?
Say it right, man. Come on.
You say it right there.
I mean, I can say it right.
Go ahead.
Top five. Go ahead.
Top five superpowers that we would like to have.
Oh, okay.
I have so many.
All right. Yeah, because I'm going to Pittsburgh.
Just call me Supergirl.
Who cares? They better win.
Because you taking away our show.
Nah, you going all the way out there.
I'm going out there for the experience. To see the city.
Don't let the experience be y'all losing.
Nope, I'm going to see the Hall of Fame that they got there, the museum that they got there for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
You on Yelp?
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah, find some good food too, man.
I'm going to find a good food. I've been following people in Pittsburgh for months. But anyway, that's why we ain't going to have a Monday show, but Wednesday you'll see a show. But yeah, thank y'all for listening. It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
And we out.
Peace. Let those who have ears listen. Whoever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.